Thanks. You walk up and give the doors a knock, and an echo rings out, and the door creaks open just a touch.
Seems like an invitation to me. I'm just gonna enter the church. Throw Shanks, the doors wide.
You throw the doors wide, Aragorn style, and you march into this church, and you see that it's a lot bigger on the inside than it looks like on the outside. You see it is a massive arena-looking church environment. Fog pours in through the windows, and twisted vines and mud-covered roots fill the walls. And you walk into the center. You hear an old voice echo through the halls, but you do not see a figure. And it says, "Who comes here?"
"This is the truth. I'm looking at the glass or something."
"We see through Shanks. The endless glass."
"My name's Why don't you give Shanks. Me a performance check?"
Sounds good. Oh boy. It's going to be a 10 on the performance check.
"Ugh. Mortals," the voice rings out, "at the bottom of the tub."
"And what's it to you?
We've so come. Immortal. And this one needed a bath really badly." "We've come
because
to...
it's swamp water. Shanks is dirtier than he's ever been."
"Yeah. Damn it. We've come to attune to the endless glass," and Maddox is going to present his palm.
You see this big eyeball bursts out from between roots and takes a huge glaring look at your hand and then just
Ew.
Sucks back into the arena.
"Ew. Oh, nice to meet you."
"And why would we possibly offer attunement to mortals? You know how dangerous that is. What do you plan to do with it?"
"Well, with respect, sir, we've seen the alternative, and it's not pretty. The Calamari Kingdom has wreaked havoc upon these lands once before, and I fear if we do not stop them again, history will repeat itself. So this is our mission, right?" "Right?" And he looks at the phone.
"Yes,
yeah.
Indeed."
Nods, nods.
"It feels like we've got pretty much no better alternative than to turn to you, your watchfulness."
"Oh, it's better.
You wish to end a war before it starts?"
"Indeed.
Preferably, yeah." "The best war is no war, am I right?"
"Offering endless glass attunement could forever alter the realm of Eventide if given to the wrong people. How do I trust you? Trust you, trust you, trust you."
"Well, we've gotten this far, haven't we?"
"I don't know. I just met you."
"Are you you a fan of a pinky promise? Huh?"
Give me a persuasion check, Shanks.
The giant eyeball loves pinky promises.
That's going to be a 16 on the persuasion.
"In such trying times, I must test more than your pinky. But very well. I shall offer you a trial of combat, given it is that you seek to end war. Succeed, and I shall offer you boons. Fail, and you shall die. Are these terms accepted?"
"Yes.
Worth playing for."
Oh my god.
"Heroes of the Yokonut ready." Everything roll on this.
Yeah. This is fire. Okay. Oh, I rolled a nat one, but that's okay.
Oh no. Well, that's a good time. That's a good time for it, actually.
17 for me.
Nice dice.
Watch your decks there, brother, if you have any.
17.
I got a 14.
You see the cathedral moves and shakes before the energy force moves towards the roof and has this massive goop orb that then splats down into the middle of the arena, and you see a hydra, which is essentially a five-headed lizard-type dragon, come out of this thing, and all five heads screech at you.
Oh no.
I didn't know this game is on. What you were signing up for.
And that's why I'm short rest, gang. It is its turn, and it's going to move towards, you see all of the heads look towards Shanks.
Oh my god.
Shanks, this thing crawls over to you, and each of the heads is going to make an attack against you.
Golly.
Oh my god.
One after another, Shanks, you raise your shield and go to meet it in battle, and it comes, and five snapping heads in a row come at you.
Let's go.
First one's going to hit with a 26.
That is going to hit, yeah.
Dealing 11 points of damage.
Oh no. That was one? That was one head? One head? Oh my god.
Is a 24 going to hit?
24 hits.
Dealing 12 points of damage.
Oh. Oh,
we're in trouble, y'all.
No. Oh, no.
You see another head as it comes in. Shanks, you're trying to get the timing as you got bit twice. You push your shield up just in time. The head goes across and actually bites another one of the heads on a natural one from the Hydra. Yeah, come on, gang. We can't count ourselves out of the first two attacks here. We're the goddamn heroes of Goliath. We got this.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. What are we doing?
Okay, seven, that's a six. Okay, 60. And the last head is going to come down on you, Shanks, and try to seal the deal. That is likely going to miss with a 14.
Yeah, that misses.
You're in your bag. It's a clean rejection. Oh, wait, that was four heads, wasn't it? Do I got one more?
That was probably enough heads.
And one more, yeah. So I've got one last head to throw at you guys this round, and that is going to hit.
Oh my god. Oh dear.
Dealing a merciful 6 damage.
Oh. No, we shouldn't have gotten into this.
As it screeches at all of you. Dom, falls to you.
Okay, Dom is going... Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, question. Let me check. How long does my Shadow Blade last? Would you say it's a dark room? Like, would that be a good
this
assumption?
Is 100% a dark room, yeah. If ever you were in a dark room, it is at the bottom of the Water Eagle's tub, surrounded by fog and dirt and grime. You're safe.
Okay, All right.
Like how Carson's Dom... like, it's pretty dark, right? you would describe it as dark.
Okay, Dom is going to cast a firebolt with a hit DC of a natural 20, so a 27.
Oh, that means you get to roll double
natural
damage.
Natural 20 is all I need. That's a critical hit. You can roll double damage or double dice.
Oh. Double dice.
Wow. Double dice.
Swamp Water's doing wonders for him.
I would say it's the Yokonut Maddox.
Oh, you're right. What am I saying?
20 points of damage for that firebolt.
Huge. Two tens?
No, because you double dice.
Oh, right. No, never mind. Yeah, that's my bad on the math. I forgot that you get dice increase and level up. Excellent. You see, Dom, you take all the time you need as this thing's hammering down on Shanks, and you launch a clean firebolt at one of the heads, and it pops the head. As you see this decayed carcass of the head falls, and then all of a sudden it's squirming on the ground before it turns into two heads.
Oh my god. It's a Hydra. That's a Hydra!
What does that mean, Maddox?
You're not supposed... Oh, God. I didn't study up on my mythology. You're not supposed to cut off the heads. They just grow. They grow and grow.
So what are we supposed to do?
I'm not remembering. It's Where's not coming the root to of me. It? That's, there's maybe, oh God, it's, well, let's, we can go through trial and error. That'll do.
I reckon we just keep killing heads.
Yeah. I think it can get really bad the more you do that, but let's give it a try and see.
You see, the two heads that have spawned are smaller, snappier versions, but it does indeed have one more head than it had before. All right.
Okay, Dom, wait, and then Dom's bonus action is going to be casting Shadow Blade.
All right, is that a melee attack? Do you get up close to it?
No, I'm just like spawning it.
Oh, gotcha. Brilliant.
Yep.
All right, next turn.
Yep.
Balls of Shanks.
Alrighty. Yeah, just a flesh wound. Nothing to worry about here. I reckon we go for the big ones first. Shanks is just gonna swing his battle axe at one of the big bad Hydra heads.
Make it so.
And see what happens. Here we go. That's a 15 to hit.
A 15 will hit just barely.
Okay, we take it. And I'm also gonna Divinely Smite.
Naturally.
Now I've discovered this spell, I will just continue to use it all of the time. Okay, here we go. Ooh, I rolled well. That is a 17 damage.
Huge. Anything else, Shanks?
Yeah, I'm gonna attack again.
Fine choice, yeah.
how is this head doing? Or
yeah, you're going to your strategy of targeting another head. It's not cut off at this point. You give a nice clean divine smite to this thing as it reaches back in the glow, but it's still up.
Okay. I think maybe I'll hit one of the small ones. Just to see what happens too. Let's try that. And here we go. Ooh, that's an 8 to hit.
You go and try and take a swing at the small ones. They're just so dexterous. They get out of the way in an instant.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'm going to just make sure that I am like next to Dom. You know, buddy that real close. Dumb.
Great,
or
yeah.
Security.
Yeah.
Maddox.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little left out of this. There's like a in-group that's happening that I don't love. What's our proximity to this beast? Is anybody within 5 feet of it?
Shanks definitely is. Dom, did you move to it or not?
I don't think so.
So, Shanks, if you wanted to get right next to Dom, you would have triggered opportunity attacks there. Do you want to do that, or do you want to just sort of align yourself with him?
Yeah, maybe just lined up, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So you see Shanks is within 5 feet of this thing, and then Dom's maybe like 15 away right beside you. It's not a massive coliseum. You guys don't have a crazy amount of space to work with, and this thing is huge. But Shanks is right beside it.
Awesome. So, given that an enemy of the target is within 5 feet, I can use my special rogue sneak attack. So I'm going to do that. And I'm gonna go with my short bow, and I'm gonna aim for like the body rather than a head. I assume there's a blobby body at the bottom. There's, you know.
Yeah, there's like a big lizard dragon thing. There's definitely a body. It's not just heads.
Yeah, I don't know. Disembodied. I'm gonna aim for like where I assume the heart of this creature would be. That is going to be, sorry, I'm just reviewing the rules of it. Okay. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
23 is going to hit. Roll some damage.
Awesome. Okay. So it's an extra 3d6 heard. Okay. 14 points of damage.
Okay. Max, as you go to line up a shot of this thing's heart, the twisting heads move around, and one moves right in front of your shot, and you cut it clean off as it falls limp to the ground, and two more heads sprout out.
Wow, okay. So we don't want, okay, doesn't want me to get in the middle, that's fine. I'm going to then use my bonus action to, am I in range where I'd have to disengage or no?
No, you shot from a distance, right?
Oh, I did, yeah. Then I'm going to use my bonus action to hide. Are there like columns or is there like a little side vestibule area in this Colosseum or not?
You could definitely hide along the edge. It's sort of pseudo Colosseum, pseudo bottom of a hot tub in a swamp. So there's like room to sort of get in the little twigs on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. There's crevices. There's crevices.
Yeah, there's plenty of crevices.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna attempt to hide. That attempt is going to be a 16.
The hydra seems very distracted. You feel very confident you're hidden.
Awesome, that is my turn.
Awesome. These seven heads of the hydra screech out into the air before the three main heads only dive down at Shanks.
Oof.
They've got the power structure! There's... There's a leader.
There's rules. Shanks, that's a 15 to hit.
It will not hit.
Shanks, that's an 11 to hit.
Will not.
That dice is retired. Two misses on Shanks. Dice retired.
Retired.
Let's go.
Shanks, that's a 20 to hit.
That one will hit.
Why we do it? And you gotta let him know too. All right, that's going to be 12 points of damage. Is he able to fend off two heads before the last one comes down clean?
Okay. Shanks is still up, but looking a little worse for wear.
Oh, no. I'm like, don't let it get bad this time, Shanks. Heal yourself if you need to, Maddox will shout from his crevice.
Shanks, it is going to get attack with its other heads as well.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
But it's going to miss the first one on a 14.
Ooh, yeah.
14 is going to miss again, I assume?
Yeah. No, this time it
Another nat 1 from this thing. It's sleeping. It's been sleeping at the bottom of the tub.
Oh my god. He's waterlogged. He can't do his thing.
And last one's going to get a hit. Oh, teetered on the natural 20, but that is going to be a 16 to hit.
16 will not hit.
All right. That is the Hydra's turn.
Whew. Y'all, I scraped.
Yeah, good.
I'm not here, though. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Okay. So how far am I away from...
I'd give you 15 feet right now.
Okay. Dom is going to run up to it and hit it with his shadow blade.
On me as well. Shanks is going to say to be close to me.
Okay.
Because I have an ability that works. Yeah.
And my hit right. DC is a 15?
15 is going to hit, just barely.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Rolling the damage. Okay, 3d8. Because I did a second level spell slot.
Damn, nice. 3d8 is pretty good.
Pretty good.
10 points of damage.
Okay, well, that's not so good.
It's like pretty bad with the 3d8, actually. That's fine.
All right, yeah. Takes that.
Could be worse.
Yeah. And then, Dom is just gonna... Yeah, he's gonna stand there and hover with Shanks.
Attaboy! Right.
It's a little quality time with Dom and Shanks.
Shanks, well, it's you.
Right. I'm gonna just, like, turn to Dom and nod. It's good to have you with me. And he's going to heal himself. Cure wounds for me, please. I think that that is all I can do because Cure Wounds is an action. So that's all I will do.
All right. Maddox, falls you.
All right. I am going to... this feels like a sort of a special opportunity, and this thing's been burning a hole in my pocket. I'm going to use my action to attune to my immunity idol.
There you go.
Got too much speed. I got to get it out. I got to play it. So I'm going to do that with my action, which means that for 1 hour, instead of going down to 0 hit points, I will go to 1. And I will use my bonus action, if I may, to throw Shanks a healing potion. Can I do that with a bonus action? A toss?
Yeah, I'll give you a toss.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to give him a toss. Right. Do I have to roll for toss?
Yeah, absolutely, I have to roll for toss. Yeah, give me an acrobatics check.
Okay, awesome. Ooh, that's a 9 on toss.
9 on toss?
Yeah.
You go, and as you're chugging this thing, Shanks, you see the glare of a health potion coming through, and you're just covered in blood. You're thinking, hallelujah, and then you see this Hydra head just clobbering up as soon
no!
as the Raging Gorgon gets to you.
No! Okay, well,
you see it
that's
heal slightly.
Turn. Damn it! You're joking. All right, that's my turn. That was unfortunate.
All right, it's going to divide its love between Shanks and Dom. Shanks, we got some attacks going for you.
Okay.
First one's going to miss.
Let's go.
Second one's going to hit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
24. Big turnaround from that first one. That is going to be 14 damage to you, Shanks.
Ooh, that is Shanks done. Oh no.
Don, you see the head turn to you as they shield. Are salivating. I love how quick you are with shield. Even when miles before the actual attack is rolled, it's always up. I love that for Dom. Alright, you do have attacks coming your way. What's AC with shield?
20.
First one misses. Second one misses. Third one hits, dealing 10 damage.
Oh.
Last one hits, dealing 10 damage.
Oh.
And that is the Hydra's turn as it lets out a massive screech once more. And Dom, it falls to you. You got a downed Shanks right beside you and a screeching Hydra directly in front of you.
Dom, you should have health potions from Goliath City.
I do, but I want to use... does a health potion count as my action?
Yeah, administering to a friend is a full action, yep.
Or you could just let him die. Yeah.
I'll help him. Begrudgingly.
That's no pressure from me.
I'm kidding. I'm gonna how many potions can I use?
One.
Okay, I'm gonna use one on Shanks.
Shanks, your eyes open up as you see above you screeching, twisting heads of a Hydra, and Dom just feeding you a potion.
Wow.
Not the friendliest morning I've ever seen. But that's alright.
Is he back
how
then
much
with
am I healed?
Yeah, with HP.
Yep, he's back with HP.
8.
Nice, okay.
There you go. All right, Dom, you still got a bonus action?
Oh yeah, two. Okay, I don't fully know how two weapon fighting works, but my Shadow Blade counts as a light weapon, so can I fight with my other hand?
You want to do an offhand attack with it? Yep, if it's a light weapon, you can.
Okay.
And so it's just a straight roll, no modifiers on the roll.
Okay. All right.
Love it. It's creative.
Oh, yes. Woo! 19 points to damage.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa, you gotta roll, wait, you gotta roll the hit first.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Oh, shit.
He doesn't. He never uses
weapons.
Take
it! Yeah, I don't use my weapons.
You can keep that damage if you want, but you gotta roll straight.
I got a 15.
D20. 15 will hit, just barely.
Okay.
Let's go!
Make an offhand attack on it, and you keep 19 points of damage, I assume?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was a close one.
This thing is bloodied for the first time since we've entered.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. How many heads are left?
We got 7 heads on this thing right now.
How many big heads? How many little heads?
Got 3 big heads, 4 little heads.
Okay.
Shanks, falls to you.
Alrighty. Is drinking a potion, because I also had one already, but is it a full action or a bonus action?
Self-administering is bonus.
Okay.
Helping a buddy is a full.
I'm going to do that as a bonus. So.
You chew the cork and spit it out and down another health potion.
Really, really blowing them in this. Blowing all the health
potion. Hey, we need it. We need it. It's good. It's worth it.
Pans back up to the water yogis, and they see a bunch of like bottles floating up to the surface.
they're not doing so hot. Ooh.
What did we do?
All right. That feels good. Always feels good to heal. I'm just gonna attack again. And is it better to kill the small ones or the big ones? I feel like the big ones do more damage, but there's lots of small ones. I'm gonna hit the big one. I'm gonna hit the big one. I think the big damage is worse. Are any of them like weaker?
Three big. Oh,
so any of them, what's right?
The other ones? Like weaker, have less, or have any of them been hit before, or are they all kind of fresh?
Yeah, a lot of them have been getting scratched here. Nobody's got a big chunk out of their neck or anything right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just hitting the closest one then. With an attack, it's a 19 to hit.
19 will hit. Roll some damage.
Hell yeah. 1 moment. And I'm also going to use my Divine Smite as well.
Yeah.
That's the last time I can use it, though. I've used all my spell slots. But okay. That's going to be 9 damage.
On a smite?
I know. It was a 1.
My brother.
Oh, wait. It's plus 2 T8s. I get 1 more. So 9
yeah,
plus whatever this is about to roll. Plus 6. So 15 damage.
So that was your initial weapon dice plus
yeah.
your... Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
What was the total?
Did I say 9 plus
16.
6? So 15.
Oh, 15.
Hell yeah. All right. Fine attack.
And then I'm going to attack again.
Brilliant.
Oh my god.
Just keep it going.
Yeah. Very good idea.
Keep the hype up.
It's another 19 to hit.
It's nice. Going to hit.
And this one's going to be pathetic 3 damage.
Every bit counts.
Cool.
All right.
And that's it.
Day turn.
Yeah.
Maddox.
Okay. I am from my hidden position, and also my buddies are close by, going to do another sneak attack with my short
bow. Yeah. You get advantage on it because you're hidden.
Awesome. 19 plus, it's 24.
24 is going to hit.
Okay, awesome. Then 14 damage again. Oh, wait, an extra, hang on. Oh, 19 damage. I didn't do it right the first time, but that's fine. 19 damage.
Huge.
And that is my turn. My bonus action. You know what? I'll rehide. Ha 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 ha. That's gonna be a, well, that's gonna be a 5, so probably not.
Not gonna work, nope.
Nah, it's fine.
I drew a little 5 on a stealth check. Was it a nat 1? Or what's your stealth modifier?
Oh no, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong thing. I rolled a 2. I was looking at the thing below it. It's a 10.
Oh, that makes a huge difference, but it is still gonna fail this time as you see the eyes looking towards you.
Okay, that's totally fine.
You are
that's
seen.
I'm seeing.
Naja's turn. It's going to continue its relentless attack on Dom.
Shield.
First one's going to miss. Second one's a nat 20.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus.
As you see, you're getting hit from the front of the shield. And
I'm
going to
make it
behind.
An 11. It's divine power. 11.
You divine your little keister right out of the way in time as it snaps and just gets a bit of your pants as you move. Does not hit.
Divine your little keister.
Next one's a natural 1 from this thing.
No! Yes!
You divine, are you going to divinate that, no. Dom? You want to throw it back? It.
This Hydra sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, I got 3 left. That one's going to be a 25 to hit, Dom.
Well, yes.
Dealing 11 that's damage.
Okay.
And the last one is going to miss. Bad joint from the Hydra today.
Cool.
Barely scathed.
All right. That is its turn. Okay. Dom, falls to you.
Dom is going to administer a health potion on himself.
Dom just pours it out over his chest.
Mm-hmm.
old school style.
Rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Okay, nice and... mid-battle tonic. A balm.
Oh! A 10 health points. Wow. I am so proud of that. I got that's the really maximum.
Good. Yeah, that is yeah. Max. Yeah. Well done.
That's sick.
Thank you. And then my bonus action is going to be... Thank you.
Well done, yeah.
My health potion got maximum health. Okay. And I'm going...
The water yogis are like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, they see then, a little bottle come up to the surface like, this one's empty. This one's fully empty.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to two-weapon fight and use my light shadow blade to attack the Hydra.
All right.
And the hit DC is, it's technically a 9, but Dom is gonna divinate that to be a natural 20. So
let's
bonus.
Go.
Oh yeah.
His first natural 20 divination.
He's kicking it into high gear. Woo. Let him go.
Okay. Oh wait, is that the wrong one? Yeah, cause I used the wrong one. Dang it, that would've been a good one. Ooh, okay. Ooh. 32 points of damage.
No fucking way. That's
what?
Crazy.
Oh yeah. My god.
How many? What was the dice count on it? What were you rolling?
My D8, but don't I get advantage for natural 20?
You get twice as many dice, yeah. So how much dice did you roll?
3d8 times 2, 3d6.
68. Hell yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, 68.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Donald Brownbird, how would you like to kill this thing? It had exactly 32 points of health left.
No. That's crazy.
No way! Dom!
You think you're the storyteller? Well, you're finding a new match. That's my parting words.
Dom, you give a offhand slash with this shadow blade and you slice off the last 3 big heads at once. You see wee little heads start to squirm out before it just collapses and turns back into a pile of muck and roots. And you all stand in this cathedral for another passing moment waiting for something to happen. And then you just hear the booming voice once again. Don't disappoint. And fog pours in through the cathedral and blinds you until you are all lifted off your feet. And does anyone want to try and take a breath again? Because you feel very much that you're back in water.
I'm holding it.
You guys feel like you're getting sucked down the drain as the current increases and you are moved, and you all see the surface sort of bubbling closer and closer as you skyrocket through it, and you emerge in a different place. You are not in the ancient tree, but you look out and you see you're getting out of this watery, swampy area in a very different place. And as you clamber to your feet, you look and you see the ocean on the southern coast right at your doorstep.
Whoa.
Now, each of you feel the Yokonut shard, or the shard of endless glass in your hand, start to invigorate you. As you see different colors of green and purple and white start to move from the shard through the veins, they light up the veins in your arms, goes to your heart, goes to your other hands, and you feel this intense power move over all of you. Each of you are going to get a boon, which I will send to you for your attunement to Endless Glass, but you all notice one person's attunement immediately, because Dom, as you are standing there, your eyes glow slightly green and the gray fades from them as you are seeing the world with your own eyes for the first time.
That's our boy!
Maddox and Tom are just shaking and you're just freaking out.
Let's go!
It's beautiful. Oh, it's gorgeous. I was once never seen anything like this. This isn't any telekinesis or something. It's real. It's in front of me. Wow. This is amazing.
And that is where we will leave our session for today, as you guys see the ocean front, a new world ahead of you, freshly attuned, the first mortals in centuries to the Endless Glass.
Yo!
Let's go!
That was so baller!
That was crazy. Wow.
Druid Marley is, oh yeah, like, damn, I was shit-talking him right in front of him.
You shit-talked Druid Marley to Oya so much.
You this totally weird a guy.
You invented to Oya so much about him.
I was like, that was so fucking weird. Oh my god. Sorry, that's so crazy. I'm like imagining in my head vividly the like speed forward through time of him like meditating in the temple, and then like Balagaster's people like blasting through and him doing the whole thing, and then we show up. Wow. Yeah. What a guy. Oh yay.
What a guy. He's so chill.